Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of CEO Talk, a special segment of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast, where I give a quick dose, a quick boost to my CEOs and entrepreneurs. I am your host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. And as you know, the mission of our show is to expose the myths of entrepreneurship and help you release the weight of it all. And one thing that many of us deal with is the game of comparison. Now, it's very simple. You know, we compare ourselves to other people all the time. Probably been doing that since we were a child. And while the act may seem innocent enough, comparing ourselves to others can be a direct path to unhappiness. Whether it's via magazines, television, or social media, we're constantly plagued with images of perfection. The beautiful vacations people are enjoying, their perfect life. They have the perfect spouse, immaculate, expensive homes, cars, bodies, and the list goes on and on. But the story that goes on behind closed doors is the one that matters versus the paint picture that you see. Or does it? The reality is there will always be someone who makes more money than you, drives a fancier car, lives in a bigger house, or has a bigger, quote-unquote, fan base. But what does that have to do with your purpose, your goals, or your desires? You and the lifestyle for the rich and famous won't get you there, and neither will 1,000 coaches, networking events, or membership. What is your calling? What were you born to do? Identifying your life's purpose is a key step for your success. This identity provides fulfillment because it helps us appreciate our individual uniqueness instead of constantly comparing ourselves to others and trying to outshine them. Your focus, energy, and grit needs to be spent on achieving your goals and the success you desire, not someone else's definition. Case in point, and I love this story, Michael Phelps' 100-meter butterfly win at the 2008 Olympics. Now, Phelps had been trailing the entire race, and not just to his suburban rival, who was the first at the turn at the 50-meter mark. Phelps was number 7. Now, to put this in perspective, there were only 8 swimmers in this competition. He was ranked at number 7. He needed more than his typical strong second half to get on the podium, and the idea of him chasing down his rival seemed impossible at that halfway mark. Now, thanks to an explosive turn, Phelps was able to make up a little ground underwater. Of course, he's an Olympic swimmer, for those of you that don't know. As Phelps approached the finishing line, he had a history-altering decision to make. He could cut it short, take one last stroke, and glide into the wall, hoping his momentum and kicks would be enough. Or he could take a partial stroke, which coaches generally tell you not to do. In gliding, the waves could have slowed him down, but a partial stroke can be slower than thrusting forward and coasting in. Races like these usually come down to hundredths of a second. Hundredths of a second, which is about the amount of time Phelps had to make his decision whether or not to take the half stroke. And it turned out to be a crucial piece in his legacy. His rival took the opposite decision, the one that coaches would recommend you to do. He opted to glide in with his arms extended and trying to be the one that spoiled Phelps' Olympic dream. He saw his long finish secured his victory, while Phelps thought the extra stroke, that half stroke he decided to take, would cost him the goal. And what was the result? Phelps hit the wall with a personal best time of 50.58 and the Olympic record. Now, you need to understand that at no point in that race did it look like Phelps was going to win. But his split-second decision at the end of a stunning comeback is his greatness being actualized. He did what most wouldn't have, and it got him the gold medal, out-touching his rival by 0.01 of a second. Being largely unbeatable throughout his career made him great. But in this moment, he made what seemed impossible real. CEOs and entrepreneurial hopefuls, this is the scenario that will play over and over in your journey of success. The comparison game doesn't help in these crucial moments. You must draw strength from your foundation and your journey. You must keep your eyes on the prize versus the painted pictures of perfection that surrounds you. Sure, you're in a race or competition, but make sure you don't spend your energy on doubt, fear, and insecurities to the point that your dreams are evaporating. Never allow your doubts about your choices to outweigh your pride in your accomplishments. Live out your greatness. Thank you for tuning into this edition of CEO Talk. And until next time, I'm your host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.
Do you have a book idea that is so amazing that not only could it solve world peace, but it would be the perfect solution to everyone's problem, and it would make you a millionaire overnight? I mean, do you have this idea that would be the world's next bestseller and everyone needs to read it? Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but no such book idea exists nor ever will. This is Alicia Brown, the CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. What I can tell you is the book idea that you have is the perfect solution for someone who's desperately searching for it. But first, your book needs to be done. So visit us today at Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, which is at fruitionpublishing.com, where we'll show you how to take your concept from vision to fruition. It's time to get her done. fruitionpublishing.com.